This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The academic year today is the last day for school, for our school and other schools across the province. And we would like to thank all of our teachers, the staff, the parents, the students, and everyone else who contributed to the success of our school. Last night, alhamdulillah, we were here at the graduation for the grade eights. And it was a wonderful event. Alhamdulillah, our grade 8 showed that they were able to ingest what they were taught. They showed leadership, they showed initiative, they showed commitment. And I want to ask all of you to pray for them and all others so that they can grow in Islam, they can lead, they can be the torchbearers of Islam in Canada and elsewhere, inshallah. I also want to announce that we have our summer camp beginning on Tuesday, inshallah, this coming Tuesday. We have two levels. One is the summer day camp for children between the ages of 5 and 12. And the other is the youth leadership camp between the ages of 13 and 15. Alhamdulillah, registration is filling up very quickly. If you have children in this age group and you would like them to have a summer of fun and learning, we have been training our counselors for this past week, and we have a number of very energetic, young and energetic and capable counselors. So please take a look at the registration on our website and engage them in a summer of fun and learning, inshallah. Our annual breakfast is on July the 14th, so we will be updating the details on our website at islam.ca. But we would like each and every one of you to come out and be part of our community, you know, for this flagship program that we have been running every summer, inshallah. I also want to announce that we have the MCC, Muslim Circle of Canada, convention here at the IIT on July the 7th. And it's featuring many scholars, including our own scholars. So please take a look at their website and at the poster outside. And if you haven't registered, you can register, inshallah, for July the 7th, inshallah. I also want to welcome our Hujjaj who have returned from Hajj. I'm sure that their experience was once in a lifetime experience. And I have spoken to some of them, alhamdulillah. And we would like to welcome them back to the community and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a Hajj Mabrur, an accepted Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to keep them on the path of Islam. A few things. One, if you come to IIT, please ensure that you're coming through the main doors. We have a number of potential security lapses. So for example, the door to the on the corridor to the north of the building, we don't want anyone entering from that door. So please, if you're there, don't keep that door open for anyone. Because as you know, even recently we've had incidents in Hamilton and other places where there are people who have slipped in into the masjid environment and they meant harm. So security is for each and every one of us. And please keep your eyes open, inshallah. If there's anything that is suspicious, please speak to one of us and one of our security people. Inshallah, we'll take care of it. I also want to announce that we have been running a food drive. We have a barrel outside in the lobby area. Whenever you come to IIT, please bring a non-perishable item so that you can put it in the barrel, and it will be picked up by the Muslim Welfare Center. There are many of our brothers and sisters who are really struggling. As you know, food prices have gone up. Many of them have to actually visit the food banks. And they are struggling. So please help out a family by bringing an item for them that they could use at home, inshallah. Any type of non-perishable item, anytime you come to the Islamic Institute of Toronto. I would like to ask our volunteers to go through the lines and please donate generously. As you know, your donations every Friday go a far way in helping us to maintain the facilities here, inshallah. And while they're doing that, please, if there's any gaps in the lines in front of you, please fill them, because during the khutbah, there are a number of people who are coming in, and we don't want to disturb the khutbah. So fill the lines, fill the gaps in front of you, and sit very close to each other, inshallah. Our khatib today is Sheikh Musli Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Sheikh Musli has been with us for many, many years. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and to help us to benefit from him. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as you mark Canada Day on Monday, maybe with your families or your friends or you go out, please remember that as Canadians, we have a responsibility to ensure that Canada is for everyone. We are no less Canadians than anyone else out there. And we have a responsibility to ensure that we build and we engage in building a Canada that is safe, that is, there is no discrimination. We ensure that we build a Canada that has the universal values, which are the values of Islam, freedom and justice and compassion, and a place for everyone. And I want to encourage you to continue your advocacy on the issue of Palestine, because it is an issue that has not gone away. In fact, it is getting worse. And we see that your advocacy works. Even today, we've seen that the Ontario government has removed one of the MPPs because of what she was engaged in. Open engagement with one of the people who was well-known to be an Islamist, well-known to be a racist. And we know that it is because of your advocacy and the work of the NCCM that she was removed from the Ontario caucus. So please continue to do that, and may Allah help us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفناء حي على الفناء أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومستن بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد My brothers and sisters, for all of those who are sick and suffering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with shifa. For our brothers and sisters that have passed away, may Allah azza wa jal forgive them, have mercy on them, and allow them and all of us to reunite together in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal ahbab, once there was a time when a man accepted Islam during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly in late Meccan period. And as soon as this man accepted Islam, shortly after, he lost his sight, he lost his wealth, and his only son died. Three things. This was shortly after he became Muslim. This individual started to complain. And he said, what kind of deen is this? There is no khair that has come to me in this deen. And eventually he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him to give me some hope. I've lost these three things when I became Muslim. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the man and said to him, Inna al-Islam yasbukur rijal. This religion, it shapes you and I, and it purifies you and I. The same way that fire removes impurities and purifies metal, silver, and gold. This was all the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told this man. Some of the ulama, they say that as a result of this situation, an ayah in Surah Al-Hajj was revealed. Listen to the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ نِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ Listen to the verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that there are people that will worship Allah on a harf. Before I tell you what harf is, you have to go back a couple of ayat in Surah Al-Hajj to really understand context. Prior to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ There are people who love to argue without knowledge. They love confrontation. They can talk to you about this Islamic issue or this worldly issue and have no knowledge of it. And Allah continues and He says, and they cannot instill guidance on themselves or anybody else. And they are not inspired by this book of light. Meaning that when the Quran is recited, they take nothing from its barakah and from its nur. Then the ayat continue. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that for this group of people on the day of judgment, they will have a severe torment and azab. And Allah then continues in another verse that this is what they earned with their own hands. In other words, it was their own fault. Because when somebody speaks without knowledge, it is a hint and a sign of pride. In the same surah, before the verse of today, Allah highlights this one quality. These were the people who were guilty of pride. And for them, لَهُ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْ وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ In this world, Allah will publicly humiliate them. Remember this word, brothers and sisters. خِزْيٌ خِزْيٌ is found throughout the entire Quran. خِزْيٌ is public embarrassment and public humiliation. And it happens both in this world and in the Akhirah. Then the verse comes, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ Now I want you to keep in mind those verses that I shared with you, what some of the content was. Now Allah says there are people amongst mankind that when they worship Allah, they're literally standing on the edge. You know, I thought for a long time, today being the last day for a lot of the students, what could be a message that I could share with them in particular, but for all of us, away from the standard things that we talk about. Usually, khatibs will say, you know, you've got to make time for Allah, work on yourself, focus on your faults, and. Today, I just want to focus on one thing, especially for the sons and daughters, students that are here. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla preserve the message of Islam in their hearts and in their lives, for them and us, Allahumma ameen. Students, sometimes what happens to Muslims is when you look at all the struggle and all the problems, whether it be around the world or in your own personal world, your home, it's very tricky for some to find meaning, wisdom. I'm a Muslim, I'm practicing the best religion, the chosen religion, but my whole life is just filled with problems. One struggle after, the moment I finish with one problem, another one starts. And this is how my life has been. Some people can't cope with that. They don't know how to cope with it. This is who Allah is making reference to. There are some that are literally standing on the edge of their faith. And then Allah tells you deeper who these people are. One group from amongst them, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ, when a good comes to them, their hearts become peaceful. Their lives become peaceful. They say, Alhamdulillah, it's because I'm practicing the religion that this is why my life is going the way that it is. It's because, Alhamdulillah, I'm holding on to the deen. This is one category. Then the second category is where the problems begin. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةً إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ. When they are tested, they turn their face away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now understand what's happened here. Allah says, when they are tested, the word that is used is fitna. We all know what fitna is. Literally, it means a test. There are several words in the Arabic language to describe being tested. Fitna is when Allah tests us to bring out the best in you and me. Because the word fitna describes the blacksmith that has gold, metal, or silver, and he's trying to purify all of the excess material that is not needed. He's trying to remove and purify. So when Allah says, when a fitna comes to you and me, the fact that Allah uses that particular word, you tell me, for the believer, does this ayah worry you, or are you still hopeful in Allah despite the pain and hardship you go through? That's where we want to be. My message for me, for you, and especially the students, I know that sometimes you're standing on a harf. One more problem, whether it be at home or anywhere else, that's it. Like, this deen is just not helping me. My life is not going the way that I hope for it to go. Lots of reverts have stories like this. Like, their lives could have been really stable and peaceful once upon a time. They became Muslim. Things, at least what it appears, things went downhill. There are many companions that have similar stories. Mus'ab ibn Umair, radiallahu anh. We all know this name, the famous companion. He was one of the richest people on earth before Islam. He wore perfume that was so expensive that he would walk in a certain area of Mecca, and later that afternoon, the people would say, we can still smell his perfume and fragrance in the air. An extremely wealthy man. How did he die? Later on, in the Battle of Uhud, the famous story, when he dies, he gave up all his wealth, his status for Islam. When he died, there wasn't even enough shrouding or cover to protect his body. And he was given one task, and he held down to that one task for the sake of Allah, and to follow the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which led to his death. Companions have the same story. They're holding on, but if one thing happens, you have a choice. You can either say Alhamdulillah, and even if Allah is testing you, you can still say Alhamdulillah or complain. Allah is highlighting the ones who complain. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You know what happened to them? They lost their entire dunya and the akhirah. What does that mean? The scholars of tafsir tell us. They tell us what's being lost here is the peace and the comfort and the happiness that only the believers find. Only people of Iman can look at the world that we're living in today and still say, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I trust you. It is the people of Iman that suffer loss upon loss, pain upon pain, struggle upon struggle, and they actually come closer to Allah. The people of Iman. When you lose that, you lose all the stability and the peace of this world. And then Allah says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and also in the Akhirah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That's the greatest loss. And Allah uses the word Mubin. Mubin is, that is the clearest and most obvious loss you could imagine. So my message for me and you is very simple, and this is what we will conclude with, inshallah. For our students, despite that the summer is here, it's okay, have fun, enjoy your time, enjoy your family, families, enjoy your kids. But pay attention. Pay attention to what you as a family hold on to. Pay attention that when Allah puts us through a grind, how we react. And if that grind, you internalize it as a fitna, then the best should transpire. The best person in you. You will still say Alhamdulillah. You will still continue to hold on to the rope of Allah, to have hope in Allah's plan, that regardless what happens, we trust you, Ya Rabb. And so I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal, always and forever, for all of us here today, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve that quality of reliance and hope in all of us, da'iman abada, always and forever. I think we need this now more than ever. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us close to Him, and our brothers and sisters in Palestine and throughout the Muslim world and throughout the globe that are suffering in any way, shape, or form, may Allah Azza wa Jal ease their pain and suffering. May Allah Azza wa Jal reunite all of us together under a beautiful tree in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la with peace and comfort. اللهم آمين أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ورسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Just a reminder for the brothers, if you can come up during the short break and just fill in the gaps, there are many brothers that are standing out there in the hallway. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن والاه. In conclusion, أيها الأحباب, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal always and forever to give us thabat. This is a separate note that I leave you with. Have you noticed that for the last little while, maybe last couple of years at least, more and more people are dying, and they're dying suddenly without any warning? This could be brothers and sisters, family, friends, right within your own circle. Family, relatives from the community, passing away every single day. You get a news of somebody else you know, either in the hospital or they passed away. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us, this is one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Death will continue to increase, and more and more and more of the younger people will pass away suddenly, without any warning. These are people who are eating well, they're exercising, they're living a good life. They go to sleep, they never wake up. Wallahu al-musta'an, may Allah give us strength. Why I leave you with this is very simple. For all of us, but especially our students. Parents, if you want to have a conversation with your kids anytime, to encourage them about taking advantage of their deen and staying close to Allah, I leave you with one point. Talk to them about time, to make use of time, and to be productive with time. You don't have to get them to recite Quran from morning till night or constantly be in a masjid. It's about just being useful and productive with your time. For we do not know when our turn will come. When the angel of death is ordered, take your soul and take mine. It doesn't say, well, you know what? You're wasting your time right now. Let me come back and take your soul when you're busy doing something productive. When it arrives, it arrives. We have one chance at this. And we pray that Allah blesses all of our time in a way that He is pleased with. And so, brothers and sisters, I leave you with this, and we send peace and blessings to our Rasul. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه كما أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وجميع بلدان المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحم موتاهم وموتى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضاهم ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفيهم أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما برحمة يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقنا الصلاة
Brothers and sisters, if you can just fill in the gaps, especially for the brothers, if you can kindly come forward as much as you can, fill in all the gaps, and so we can stand close together, so we can accommodate those that are still in the hall.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدلوا Please make sure the lines are straight. Fill in the gaps shoulder to shoulder. Stow. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله
أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك بك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خير, شيخ مسلم. Allah reward you. Just a few quick reminders as you're exiting. We have our food sale on Fridays, so please patronize the food sale. Purchase something to take home, inshallah. We have our summer camp that is starting on Tuesday for children 5 to 12 and for youth 13 to 15. So check our website out, islam.ca. On July 14th, we have the annual breakfast. So you are invited with your family to come out here for the annual breakfast, inshallah. We also have the food drive. So we have a barrel in the lobby. Please bring a non-perishable item when you're coming the next time, inshallah. If you did not get to donate today through the line collection, you can always do so on your way out, and you could also do so online at islam.ca/donate. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you, everyone. To all of the students, have a great summer. To all of the parents, inshallah, enjoy, but be responsible, as the Sheikh has said. And please check our website, because we have a number of programs here at IIT that you can be engaged in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.